I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Didn't you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
Jackson Tromix 103.1. We're just moments away from girls basketball. Stay tuned. Stephen Gentland will bring you Shawamigan hosting Rib Lake girls basketball action from the Park Falls campus. That's coming up at 6:30 right here on Tromix 103.1 and on the Civic Media app.
Oh, This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Someone else loving, touching, squeezing.
103.1 FM.
Hey, Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut, stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. High school sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillip Plumber and Do-It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High school sports on your Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs mid-30s and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. High only 10 Saturday, below zero Sunday. Currently it's 26.
On the floors of Tokyo, down in London town to go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself. Oh, oh, dancing all with myself. Oh, oh, dancing all with myself. Oh, when there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, well, I'm dancing all with myself. Oh, oh, oh. If I looked all over the world and there's every type of girl, your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think.
Mix 103.1.
Tonight's basketball game for girls varsity basketball. I'm Stephen Jetlin on behalf of 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. We have an awesome matchup today as the Swamp Screaming Eagles are hosting home game Rib Lake. The Rib Lake Redmen are in town today here in Park Falls. And right now the starting lineups are going being announced right now. Number 2, Talia, will be starting for Rib Lake. Number 11, Emma. Number 13, Avery. Number 22, Addison. And number 24, Tessa. Those are your starting lineups for the Rib Lake Redmen. And the starting lineup for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles is going to be Madison Ernst. It'll be Jalen Brunell, number 13, Claire Young, number 12, Cadence McCoohan, and number 14, Addison Bablick. These have been starting five for a good portion of the season. And so we are excited to see how they do here tonight. Awesome. Well, here I'm just need to move my setup here just a little bit here. There we go. All right. The starting lineups have been announced. Doing huddles. Refs are getting geared up and ready to do the tip-off. And so Claire Young will be tipping off against Tessa Week. Here we go. Swamin Screaming Eagles still have the younger roster altogether. A lot of juniors and seniors for Rib Lake and a lot of freshmen and sophomores for the Screaming Eagles. All right, tip-off goes right to Rib Lake, and they are right away moving the ball quickly, trying to find an open spot in the paint. Can't do it. They get a nice open shot over on the right side. It's a long two-point make for Addison Gooms. All right. They are currently trying to beat the full-court press. Screaming Eagles finally successfully get it to their side of the half-court line. The ball gets stolen, and now it's back in Rib Lake's hands. All right, carrying it down the court. Three-point shot at the top of the key. It's a miss. Excuse me, by Talia, and Screaming Eagles now carry up the court. We have a potential intercepted pass, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, ref says, by the Screaming Eagles, so it'll be back in Rib Lake's possession. All right. Pass in. Now they're in the corner. Moving the ball around right now. Avery got it, then passes it, gets it inside to Addison. Little fumble of the ball there, but Rib Lake keeps possession. Long move, contested two-point shot. It's a miss, but they get the offensive rebound. Top of the key, moving it right to the corner. Back inside by the free throw line. One dribble, step in, layup, missed. And we finally have what would have been a defensive rebound, but ended up being a foul on number 11, Emma, from Rib Lake. She basically football tackled Addison Bablick. A pretty easy call to make. Full court press, long pass in to Jalen Burnell. She gets by her defenders. She waits, gets it back to Madison Ernst. Then back to Jalen Burnell in the corner. Double team, trying to get by, can't do it. She dribbles, it goes off her own foot, out of bounds. The last time I cast the Swamin Screaming Eagles girls varsity basketball team, a fairly competitive game, but they had so many turnovers that were unforced, and that is an example of one of them. All right, good defense as we have a stolen pass by Claire Young. Jalen Burnell has the ball, carrying it, gets it to Maddie Ernst, who then tries to dribble by a defender, succeeds down the lane, 1-2, step, and as she jumps to the layup, she draws the foul. They're going to say the foul happened Excuse me, the foul happened before the shot, so it's just a regular foul. Jalen passes in to Bablick. It's a catch-and-shoot three. It's a little long, but it was aimed good. Offensive rebound. Madison Ernst has it. Takes a three. They're going to call a double dribble. I can see why he called it. I think it was a little weak, but there was a tiny bit of a pause in the dribble cadence, so I can see why the ref called it. All right, score is still 2-0, Rib Lake over Shawamigan with 15 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. Ball's getting moved around, almost intercepted by Maddie Ernst, but Talia gets the ball back, passes it all the way across the court to Addison for another long two-point shot. It's a miss, and Caden McCoon wins the rebound. They're going to say jump ball in favor of Shawamigan. Cadence McCoon is just an aggressive rebounder and does a great job on the boards. All right, Maddie got the ball. Now she gets it back to Addison, then over to Cadence McCoon, who decides to dribble. And they're going to call travel. That one's confusing. I'll be honest, that wasn't a travel. She started her dribbling process when she stepped, but what it is. All right, back in Rib Lake possession. 2-0. Pass inside to Addison, who tries to get by her defender. She loses the ball, gets it back somehow. Gets it back to Tessa, then passes it back up to Talia. Back to Tessa over in the corner. They're trying to get inside. They can't do it. It's good zone defense by Swamming Screaming Eagles as they are absolutely doing a good job up until the very moment as we have a shooting foul as number 13, Avery, was able to get into the paint. And they had the right amount of bodies on her. It's just that when she went for the layup, there was a swipe on her. So the first free throw goes in, so that's her first point of the night. 15 minutes and 11 seconds remain in the first half, and with this second free throw, which does go in, the score will now be 4-0. Rib Lake in the lead. Full court press. Addison Bablick now moving the ball up, gets it to Jalen Brunell, who now has a chance for points, goes for the layup, and now it's in. This full court press has been very effective on Swamin Screaming Eagles this season, but if they can break that press, they can get the one-on-one just like they did there. Jalen Brunell was able to get past the defenders and make the layup. All right. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Rib Lake ball. Ball gets passed in to Emma. Long pass over to the left for Talia for another long two-point shot. Defensive rebound made by Addison Bablick. Claire Young, then to Jalen Brunell. Gets the screen to get by her defender, tries to drive, and as she drives, she loses her dribble. It's going to be jump ball, and they're going to say Rib Lake has the possession. Another unforced turnover. All right. 22 carrying the ball at the court for Rib Lake. That's Addison. Passes it inside. Nice pass. They're going to draw a foul there. Number 11, Emma had it. That was a good 1-2 pass as it went from Addison to Tessa to Emma. And as she got the ball, she ran into a body, but the defender had yet to establish their position, so it is a defensive foul. Good call by the refs. All right. Almost intercepted pass. Because of the miss there, she gets to step up and take a shot. Misses, and Jalen Brunell gets the defensive rebound. Oh, we have another unforced turnover by Madison Ernst. It just basically dropped the ball, and then number 11 gets to make a free layup for 2 points. Claire Young has it, passes it back to Bablick, who takes a contested three, and it drains it. That's what we like to see. Addison Bablick, sharpshooter, bringing the score within one. It's 5-6. Rib Lake in the lead. Quick pass by Rib Lake to number 13, Avery, who makes a three of her own. Now, instead of 5-6, it's 5-9. Cadence McEwen gets it back to Claire Young, then back over to Madison Ernst. Hump fakes, tries to go up. They're going to say, nice block as she goes for the layup, gets it blocked. Rib Lake carrying it down the court. Avery has it. Pass to 24. She thought about the three, pulls it back. Number 22 in the corner decides to just pull up and take a three despite the defender. And Jalen Brunell now has the ball. Pass to Madison Ernst, who's carrying it up the court to the three-point line, to Jalen Brunell. Madison Ernst is moving the ball back to Bablick. Through a defender back. Let's see, right now they're just trying to figure out how to get by the defenders here. Ernst gets a good look for three, and now Maddie Ernst is on the board, making her first three of the game and first points of the game. It's now 8-9. Rib Lake still in the lead and with the ball. Addison has it, passes it over to Avery for her three attempt. Same spot, same make. That's her second shot made in a row, both of them three-pointers. And right now she's at 8 points for the half. There's still 12 minutes to go in this first part. Cadence McEwen has the ball, swarmed under the hoop, and she gets it back. Gets it to Jalen Brunell. And that's going to be, they're going to say, okay, it's going to end up being a jump ball, but it's going to go in favor of Swamin Screaming Eagles. So they'll keep possession. 12 minutes, 17 seconds. Rib Lake leads 12-8. And the last four buckets made have been three-pointer, 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 two for each respective team. Addison pump fakes. Oh, this ref is calling travel on everything. I think Maddie didn't even move. All right, Rib Lake ball. Addison's carrying it up the court. Passes it over to Kiana, who is now in for the first time this game. And so is Isabel for rib leg. Jalen Brunell tried to get in front of the what she thought was a shot, but Kiana Dahlman ended up trying to drive, and they ran into each other, so that is a easy defensive foul. Easy pass in. Number 15 takes the shot, misses the shot. They get two defensive rebounds in a row, or offensive rebounds in a row. They reset the shot, pass the ball in, and finally we get the defensive rebound by Jalen Brunell. All right. Number 10 now in, Mia Singer for Schwamigan, has the ball, passes it in. Jalen Brunell trying to break the defenders. Ernst trying to break the double team, and they're going to call jump ball in favor of Rib Lake. It wouldn't have mattered. It was about to be a travel, 1,000%. Right now, Maddie is just trying to dribble through the defenders, and I think right now, Rib Lake are just double teaming every person who has the ball, and it's like you just got to find the open player when you're doing that because they exist, right? More substitutions come in as the ball goes out of bounds by Rib Lake. So Screaming Eagles, who are down by four, get the ball back. All right, moving the ball around, long football pass. It's intercepted. Oh no, Mia Singer ends up with it, and now Gretchen Etter, who's subbed in for the game, is able to get the ball, but they fell over in a scrum. It gets called a jump ball, and now it's Rib Lake ball. All right. 11 minutes left in the first half. Score is still 12-8 with Rib Lake in the lead. Schwamigan holding on. They just can't get the lead, and every time they get it close, good passing by Rib Lake as they set up another three-point shot. It doesn't drop, and they get the Eagles get the defensive rebound. Addison for three, misses. Great look, though. And Mia Singer kept it. No, she did not keep it alive. It went out of bounds. Good effort, though. All right. Both teams seem to be kind of picking up the pace here. Okay, McCoon is getting ready to sub in here when we get a chance. That's inside the paint, then back out to the three-point line. It is almost intercepted by the freshman. Great effort as Gretchen gets back on defense, puts her heads up, gets the block. Man, I have very much enjoyed her minutes on the court. All right, long three-point shot make by, I want to say that was number two. Is that Talia? It was. Score is now 8-15. Mia Singer with the ball, passes inside to Jalen Brunell, who then tries to take the dribble in the into the paint, ends up getting it taken from her, but she falls on top of it, gets the call for jump ball, and it stays in favor of the Screaming Eagles. Timeout called by Rib Lake. All right. Well, we've had an action pass first half here. 15-8, Rib Lake in the lead. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix on the Screaming Eagles. As basketball is resumed, as soon as I say it, the ball gets passed inside. Kane Spicuna has a chance for 2 points. Misses the layup. Now we just move down the court as fast as possible. As number 15, Kiana takes her chance to lay up and misses it, and then Mia Singer ends up with the ball. And now she's looking for an open teammate, gets it to Bablik, passes it inside to Gretchen. She's going to have to fight for it, but she loses the ball on a good steal by number 11. I think it's Emma. And then as they move the ball as fast as I could talk, the ball goes out of bounds on an errant pass. It's back in Screaming Eagles' hands. Whew, okay. You know, I look down to double-check the name for Rib Lake, and I look back up, and it's like they're already moved the entire court. All right. Madison Ernst loses the ball. Rib Lake has possession of it. Pass inside. It's a weird layup that doesn't make it. And another one goes in, and now number 21, Isabel Goon, gets her first 2 points. This full court press so far has been very effective for the Screaming Eagles. Ernst has it, gets by her defender, 1-2. And they're finally going to call a foul on the defense. The Screaming Eagles have been trying to, drive through the paint. And basically, what I think Madison Ernst is forcing it. Here's the thing. You can force that drive all night if the refs are calling the fouls, but they're not really. So she's got to be careful because she's already had more turnovers and calls in her favor. But she got the call in her favor that time. The Screaming Eagles will be passing the ball in under the hoop. The score is 8-17, Eagles in the deficit. They're just trying to get points back. Maddie's got it at the top of the key. That was Babley. Passes it over to Madison Ernst. Mia Singer has it, trying to get by her defender. Can't do it. They are just getting swarmed on tight man-to-man defense. Here we go. Mia's got it now on the left. Almost stolen, but not really. She's able to get it back. Madison has it. Tries to dribble. Goes for the layup. It doesn't drop. But then Kinsukun gets the offensive rebound. Pack to Maddie. Trying to get by the defender. Nice little Euro step. Throws it for a layup. And how did that not go in? It was a miss. But, man, it felt like it touched the net on the inside and bounced back out. All right, Riblake's got it. Back inside, back outside. They're just trying to... Right now, the Eagles have been matching pound for pound on defense. It's a long reversal pass for a three attempt in the corner by number 13, Avery. It's a miss and a rebound by Gretchen Etter. Ernst trying to drive by her defender. She can't. It's immediately stolen. She reaches in and draws a foul. If she didn't do that, Isabel Gooms would have 100% had a free basket to run up and try to make the layup. Madison is very determined to try to beat the double team, and I think she needs to cool off a little bit because she has an open pass. She just got to find it. Open three attempt for Isabel. Couldn't get it to drop, and now Screaming Eagles turn to move it up the court. Moving the ball. Bablick in the corner back to Madison, then to Jalen Brunell. Into the double team. Back to Bablick. Inside, the Jalen Brunell is going to take one dribble, pass to McCoohan, who then shoots the two-pointer. Good. Ooh, Madison Ernst gets a steal. The two-pointer was a miss. And then Madison gets the ball back and shoots the three, makes the three. That was huge. Okay, it's now 11-17. Riblake still in the lead with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Madison trying to play defense here. Number 13 gets called for a charging foul. Great job by Gretchen Etter, the freshman. This is exact. So what happens is you can plant your feet as a center and just be a wall. You can't lean in. You can't charge. You got to just sit there and take and absorb the hit. If you do that, it'll be an offensive foul, and that's what just happened. Jalen Brunell gets the pass, does a nice quick short shot. And once again, another shot touched the net on the inside but didn't go in. Riblake passes the ball so quickly down the court to Kiana Dahlman, who gets the ball and makes a two-pointer. Can this ref stop calling traveling? The pivot foot's not moving, but here we are. And so now it's back in Riblake possession off of a phantom travel. Here we go. Pass inside to Riblake, then way outside. And now Talia will reset their offense. Isabel passes it back to number 24, which is Tessa, then all the way across to Avery. Back at the top, then to Isabel, then back underneath to Tessa. Double team, turns, makes a nice layup there. That was a nice little spin layup shot. Jalen Brunell has the ball. Moving up the court, back to Maddie Ernst. Met with two defenders, gets it to Bablick. It is stolen, and now Isabel, it's just her in the hoop. Can she finish the layup? 1-2 step, and it's in. There we are. 6 minutes and 25 seconds. Full court press still. The score is 11-23. Cadence McCoohan has it. Gets it to number 13 for Claire Young. Takes the shot. Misses the shot. That was a great look, though. All right. Riblake trying to play, and that's a travel called on Isabel Gooms. The players are going to have to adjust because I don't think that was travel either. That's all right. All right, Screaming Eagles with the ball. Bablick back to Maddie. Gets it across the halfway mark. Pass inside the paint gets intercepted by number 13, Avery. Now they're passing up the court quickly, looking for the shot. She takes the shot, misses the shot, and Addison Gooms is going to miss that two-pointer. Maddie carrying it up the court, spin move inside, goes for the shot, takes the shot, but draws the foul. Even though it's a miss, she'll have a chance for two. Nice job by Maddie. All right. So far, Swamigan is credited with three threes, one two-pointer, and then hopefully they can make their two free throws here. First one's a miss. Score remains 11-23, Rib Lake in the lead. With 5 minutes and 42 seconds left in the first half. Ball is up. Ball is in. Seventh point for Madison Ernst tonight. And now Talia carrying the ball up. Passes the ball to Kiana on the left side of the wing. Getting the ball all the way back up to the top to Tessa, then back over to the wing. Kiana tries to drive in. It gets stolen by Bablick, picked up by Claire Young. And now Madison, that's an offensive foul. Yeah, the ref thought about it as fast as I did. Oh, ho, 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 ho. The Eagles just got a break. They ref called that a defensive foul. And hey, if you're an Eagles fan, you take every break you can get because you're down by 11. But that was, in my mind, a clear offensive foul as Madison Ernst basically used her left arm to push the defender away. Okay. Ball pass to Jalen Brunell, who tries to take a three and just absolutely gets stuffed by Tessa. Blocks that ball, and then she launches a touchdown pass, Hail Mary, out of bounds. That was a long pass. All right. So 5 minutes and 8 seconds remain. Scores 12-23, Screaming Eagles in the deficit. Ball's passed to Bablick and back to Brunell. They got to get past that three-point or half-point line. Jalen Brunell gets swiped, can't do it, and they're going to call jump ball as she falls on top of the scrum. Stays in favor of Screaming Eagles. Man, every team has got film. The Eagles are just not very good at breaking that full-court press. All right. Like, throws them off their game. You can tell they're very set up, like, talent-wise. And, like a setup offense, and throwing up that full court press just totally messes up their rhythm from the moment you go. So hopefully you can gas your opponent. This is a risky pass inside. It gets stolen and then re-stolen. Jalen Brunell gets the ball somehow at the end of the steal, and now she makes the layup. It's now 14-23. Rib Lake in the lead. Pass over to Kiana. Then over to Isabel, trying to get inside. Back to Tessa on the left wing. And she just decides to reset the ball at the very top. They begin to move the ball. Avery has it. Gets it over. 1-2 pass, free throw, then the left wing again. Long two-point shot. Doesn't drop. Kaden McCoon with the rebound. Ball gets intercepted by Isabel. We have return defense, and she misses her layup, and the ball is going to be bounced off of the Rib Lake player, and it'll be out of bounds. Here we go. Perhaps the ball went flying all the way into the hallway, into the cafeteria, so they go run and chase that down. All right, whistle blows. We resume play. Long pass. It does end up in Jalen Brunell's hands, looking to reset their offense. Madison Ernst, long pass over to Bablick, a little high, tries to get it underneath, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Rib Lake player. Brunell is going to be passing the ball in underneath the hoop. They're trying to get it to Claire underneath. They do, but back to Brunell. Long two-point shot. It's off the rim, doesn't drop. And now Isabel with the ball for Rib Lake, carrying up the court quickly. Passes it over to the right wing. Number 15 takes a long three-pointer and misses it. They get the offensive rebound. Isabel gets it back at the top of the key. She takes her three-point shot, misses it. And Claire Young finally gets the rebound. Madison, can she break the two defenders? Doesn't need to. Passes to Bablick, goes for a layup, and bam, just like that, two more points. 16-23. Rib Lake has the ball, and they call timeout. River Lake still has a 7-point lead, but the Eagles have been cutting away at that deficit. All right, 3 minutes and 12 seconds remain. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we have come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. Game has resumed, and as I'm calling it, we have a defensive rebound by the Screaming Eagles as they carry the ball, and it's out of bounds on Bablick after a long pass. And so back into Rib Lake's hands. Substitutions come through. Eagles needed that possession to score. That was a errant pass. All right, number 11, Danica Mann is now in for Jalen Brunell. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remain. Screaming Eagles need to put this on defense. 11 goes for a shot, misses it, gets her own rebound, and shoots. They're going to call defensive foul on, I'm just waiting for the refs to hear it. So it's a made basket. I got distracted on who made that basket. Uh-oh. I'm going to say, that was number 11. That was Emma got that. Okay. Ball passed in. Madison can't break the, it's intercepted by number 11, who I just called. Emma had it. She's carrying up the court, tries to go for a layup, can't do it, and it's going to be pushed out of bounds, and now it's Screaming Eagles ball. They needed that one because the ball got intercepted. This full court press, they got to break it somehow here. All right. Ball passed into Madison. Has to break the pass somehow. Danica carrying it up, gets it over to Cadence McEwen, passes it over to Madison Ernst, who needs to get past the half point. She does, and now she's running to the double team. Bablick has it in the corner. Back to Maddie. Trying to find the open girl here. Tries to get through. Can't do it. Back to Danica. Then she has to reset at the top of the key to Madison. She tries to drive by her defender. She can't do it. And it's going to be called an offensive charge, which what happened way before, but you got lucky. That's a not get lucky. She literally drived in hoping the ref would call in her favor, but it's like the defender's feet are planted. They're not moving. You can tell the Eagles' offense is getting frustrated. And despite the frustration, they're only down by 9, so it's a very surmountable amount of points to come back. Ball movement's been excellent for Rib Lake. Passed inside. It's going to be potentially stolen. They're going to call jump ball, and they're going to say it's going to stay in. I'm trying to figure out. Rib Lake possession. Okay. Both players went out of bounds, so I was likely waiting for the ref to correct which one was wrong. All right, long pass in to number 24. Tessa has it at the top. Moving it to Talia. Then over to Avery. Back pass number 11. Goes for a layup, and she shoots her layup. Gets smacked in the hand. Shooting foul. By Madison Ernst. Jalen Brunell is going to get subbed back in here in a moment. After Emma gets two chances for free throws. First one is, he misses, barely. 126 remains in this first half. The score is 16-25, Rib Lake beating Schwamigan so far, and Emma with her second free throw. It's up, and it's in. All right, Danica passes it inside. Bablik has the ball. They're going to call defensive reach and foul. All right. Oh, and that's team foul. So now, Riblake may need to give up on their full court press because every foul from here on out is going to give free throws to the Screaming Eagles. Bablik. Addison Bablik has a chance for 2 points. First one is in. That brings her to 6 points here in this first half. All right. Second free throw. Ooh, it hits the rim about 1,000 times and then drops in. All right, 18-26. Riblake with the lead, but Screaming Eagles are ever so slowly trying to chip it down. Good defense. And number two, Talia, takes a three-point shot, misses it. They get the offensive rebound, though. Able to reset inside. Talia gets the ball again. Tries to shoot for two, misses it. These are good looks. Like, the last two shots were good looks for Riblake. They just couldn't get a drop. Went out of bounds, Screaming Eagle ball. All right. 1 minute, 4 seconds. Long pass into triple coverage. Jalen Brunell somehow gets it. They're going to call defensive foul.